Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Max Saturn. How you boys doing?
Great.
Good, man.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Awesome. Good, good, guys. I'm very happy to put this one together. Before we start, I just want to say I've been a big fan of you guys for a long time now, and your story's great, and I look forward into getting into it. But before we dive into everything, just let us know what you're kind of up to. Like, obviously, you know, it's March. I know you guys are getting ready for that tour. Just let us know what you guys have been up to.
Well, we live in Detroit here. We're at home. This is our HQ. We live here. We, cook together, clean together, and write hit songs, you know, rock and roll classics. So we do it all here, and we've been here. We've got a lot of time here right now, obviously, before we go out. So we've just been spending the time, to be honest with you, writing and recording a lot of tunes at the house and just experimenting with the different kind of sounds that we can make together. You know, it's a lot of writing. We've got, I think, the most songs we've ever had, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so just a lot of home recording, a lot of experimenting, and just, like, having some fun with it, you know, getting back to the music for music's sake, having a blast at it, you know. And a lot of cool new material, like Carson was saying, stuff we're getting ready to test out on the road in a couple months, and just, gearing up to get rolling again. So
spending a lot of time together, you know, just staying together as much as we can, just trying to keep the culture as strong as it is, and keep the creative juices flowing.
Hell yeah, love to hear that. And you mentioned Detroit, and I'd love to dive into that for a bit. Obviously, in the grand scheme of things, music-wise, you know, Detroit's, you know, that's a big scene. It always has been. But nowadays, aside from you guys, quite frankly, I'm from Cincinnati. So, you know, we don't got shit here, to be honest with you. So I have to, like, grab onto other places. How would you describe that scene, that culture in Detroit, whether it be, like, right now or when you guys were coming up years ago? Like, how would you describe that Detroit culture?
Well, it's a very, very interesting city with a very interesting one-of-one music scene, both local and, you know, above and beyond. We started touring about 3 or 4 years ago very heavily, you know, and we were kind of not taken away from it, but, you know, we were just touring constantly. So when we play here, it's very selective, and when we do it, it's a very big thing because obviously we only do it so often.
Oh, dude, it's a blast playing.
It's a blast playing here. Mm-hmm. Best crowds ever, you know.
Like, I mean, we came up in like a really grassroots kind of arena here, you know, just doing local festivals year after year. Local shows wherever we could get them, and just taking any bill pretty much that we could find. And eventually, like Carson was saying, that got us out on the road. But the scene we came back to, it's super alive. It's very healthy. There's a ton of different, no matter what like kind of music or genre, or, like, level of interest you have, there's probably something for you here. Yeah. And somebody pretty cool doing it. So, like, that's, I think it's a really cool place to be making music. We feel very lucky to be able to be from here and fly that flag and stuff. And yeah, it's cool.
There's a lot of attitude here. Yep. A lot of attitude. People are really digging in. And I think that's something that we resonate with too. That seems to catch everyone's ear here. So, and that's fun kind of music too. And it always has been.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you kind of mentioned how it's like a diverse kind of, you know, like scene. And I don't find any other way to describe you guys than that. Like it's always your guys' music. You can't put it in a box. And I think that's kind of the key nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, the genre, everyone's blurring the genre lines. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And, like, you guys have, like, the funk, the blues, the pop, everything you could really think of. And sorry if this is a bland question, but how would you guys, if you had to, like, how would you describe the Max Saturn sound?
I'd say it's the essence of our collective taste, I think, is the best way to literally describe it. Like, that's always what comes out. And like you said, I think music now is a lot more genre transient than it was in the past because we just have access to so much more of it, all of us at our fingertips. And so naturally what you listen to comes out when you write, I think, and you sort of coagulate and blend it together with everybody else's taste and see what the compromise can be, so. Yeah, I'd say that's the most literal definition of our sound. It's just that. It's everybody's taste.
And that's the best part about being in a band, too.
But we don't want to put it in a box. Like you said, I don't like being, like, specifically this kind of band or that kind of band. So I think that's the best way to keep it.
I think everyone in the band just knows and loves a good song. You know, that's what it's always been about. I feel like it's like it doesn't matter what, you know, genre or what vibe it's given off. If it's a good song, we're all moved by it. You know, that's what we're on.
Yeah, we're going to play it for sure.
Yeah.
It's music for music's sake, the joy of it, you know?
Absolutely. And I think whether you, I don't know if you guys would agree here, but like another like kind of line you guys toe, which is really cool, is that everyone loves like you guys have a history with Dirty Honey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like the same could be said with them. Like they are their own unique sound, fresh sound, everything like that. But you know, you could like kind of be like have a bit of the nostalgia glasses on a bit, right? Like they do have that kind of old school kind of thing going on. But I think the key to that, because you know, I'm sure you guys get comparisons all the time, like, oh, you guys sound like so and so from, you know, the whatever decade, which I'm sure could be, whether it be annoying or not, I don't know. But like, oh, yeah. I think the key to that is like you guys keep it so fresh. It's like, you know, it's a Max Saturn song. If that makes any sense. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but.
Yeah, that's always the goal going into it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think Dirty Honey, first of all, great guys. Can't say enough good things about them. They kind of gave us our first big shot at it.
It was our first big tour.
Like you said, I think that there's enough of that rock and roll thing in our music that we're people who have that proclivity will be attracted to it. And there's enough other stuff too to maybe keep you listening if you're interested in maybe other genres or other things.
Absolutely. And I got to say, guys, like as not only as someone who like pays attention to music and stuff, but like as an act, like a genuine fan of you guys, I am so glad you guys are back. And and we don't got to hit on all the details and stuff, but I want to talk about how through your guys' break, the most important thing is like it's inspiring to me is the resilience and the motivation to come back, I guess. Mm-hmm. And if it's okay with you guys, I'd kind of like to hit on that a bit with like maybe how you like guys kept your head up and like to get to where you are now, because you're back and seemingly better than ever. And if that's, if you guys have any like,
yeah.
How'd you, you know, keep that headspace.
It's a long road, man, for sure.
It's been quite the journey. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, our journey was already has been incredible, you know, a lot of great years on the road and a lot of great memories. But, you know, through everything that's happened and the course of actions that have taken place and the amount of time that's gone by, I mean, I think it's slightly become a blessing how much time we've been able to spend together, cultivate our culture and our, you know, our friendship, you know, our manhood, you know, bond with each other, you know, is stronger than ever. We were able to take some time here and just kind of come back to ourselves before we really started creating and writing. But then when we did start that process and start writing again, it was like it had never meant so much to us before, you know.
It became very precious to just be able to do it every day. And I mean, it was tough for a while, right? But at the end of the day, dude, it's like, that's our music. We wrote that. Our band, this is our band that we've put together way before that fucker came along.
Yeah.
That'll be our band long after that fucker's dead. And like, whatever. So it's like, I'm not going to let that take our music from us. And people can think what they want about it. But at the end of the day, I get to plug that guitar in and play those songs that I wrote and that I know I wrote. So, you know, fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
No one's going to take that from me or us. Like that, at the end of the day, that's the resilience.
Yeah.
Like, we get in that room every day because we fucking love doing it. We love creating music. We love hanging out together and just doing what we love to do.
Yeah.
And we've been really blessed in our lifetime to have so many great opportunities to go out and evangelize that to so many people, meet so many cool people, a lot of whom are still with us to this day. And obviously, like, the way people feel about what happened is nothing short of understandable from our end. You know, we know it's going to take some time, like Carson said, to kind of get back to maybe where we were in the standing of things. But, you know, we feel blessed to be doing it every day. You know, we know we got the right things under our belt. So,
yeah. The time that was spent, you know, with each other and with us and the real, you know, the realness of it all in the last year and a half that we've been here. Looking back on it now, you know, it's the music that got us through. It's the songs that we were working on, the songs that we still are playing now that we have recorded, that we're about to put out and share with everybody. You know, it's a long time coming and it's a lot of music that is really powerful to us. And it's coming from a deep place because it's literally all we had. And it's all we have now. So
it kept us together through that hard time. And, like, the friendship just grew stronger. Because, like, at the end of the day, like I said, we know who built this band. And we were all still in that room and we were ready to take on whatever we had to take on to keep that going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You kind of get swept up into this thing, you know, this music gets you to a certain point and, you know, things happen, life happens, but really at the end of the day, it's that music that gets you through whatever, you know, life can throw at you too. So we are blessed that that's what we do for a living, and it self, you know, it feeds us back.
And in the second act, we have the opportunity to go out and really share that with people.
Yeah.
What he just said is that, that unity through music, the joy, the togetherness, you know, it's yeah. about more to us now than playing the biggest show, selling the most records.
Right.
It means so much more than,
yeah.
than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas before, not that that's not fun and great and everything, but we had a taste of that. And I'll be genuinely 100% honest with you. If I had to choose one or the other, I'd take it this way every time
yeah.
because what we're creating now is so much more real to me. It feels more fulfilling to finish the songs. And because I know at the end of the day, we mm-hmm. really are doing it for us and the people that give a shit about the music. And yeah, I'll do that as long as I can do that.
I think we're talking about is the power of music. Like, the power of music.
Absolutely.
And the power of having fun while you're doing it too. Yeah. Over this time, we had so much fun writing the songs that we wrote.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And that joy really comes out in our live show, and the fact that we get to, you know, play this in front of people. They've yeah. been these songs have been like, you know, just ours to hold on to for the last couple of years. And so being able to play them in front of people and see them react and see them dance and smile and get behind what we're saying and what we're pushing for now, it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it's just like the reaction to the first single coming out and people being super into it and loving it live and like calling the radio.
They played it on the radio today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man. It's very nice and we're very thankful. You know, we don't take a minute of it for granted anymore. So.
Yeah.
But segueing into where we're at now, you know, like what Mike said and what we're all saying is like, it means more to us now than ever. And the songs are just so much more powerful to us just because of the level that we're at with how much we've been writing. We cannot wait to hit the road, play some shows, come down to Ohio, you know, go down south and really show the people what we've been doing, you know. So, you know, anybody that's listening, please come check out the show and see what we've been doing because it's all there. It all happens on the stage, you know. There's nothing like it live, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was great to see like the juice is still there with you guys. And it shows like the brotherhood, like how you, Carson, were talking about earlier. Like it shows you guys like you're still Max Satter. You still got the creative juices flowing. And I would hope that, and this is just as like a fan question here, but like Hard to Sell, that's an all time album for me. Like it's on rotation every fucking day. I'm not even lying. And I'm hoping that like that has gotten, you know, like the attention it deserved now, I guess, since like since you guys are back and everything. Like I'm hoping that that has gotten more and more attention because it's a fantastic album. But with the new stuff too. I mean, like that has to be crazy, like getting back out there and playing it to like new fans and like the old fans who have been by your guys' side this whole time. Can you kind of like describe maybe how that blending the bridge, I guess, with like the old and the new, like that has to be like a cool feeling.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that goes into how we want to tell this story where we're at now. Mm-hmm. And thankfully the end of last year during the fall, we had that tour and we got to exercise what we wanted to play, how much of the old stuff, how much of the new stuff. And we caught ourselves playing about 17 songs a night just because we got so much to say right now. And we want to play the songs that we love. We want to play Mr. Yeah. Cadillac and Ain't Like You and Box Cutter and all of that. But, you know, now we have this other thing that is about right now. And I think that is so special about going to see live music because everyone's in that moment right now.
Yeah.
When you're under the same roof as everyone. So it's really cool to balance, to toe back and forth between the two.
I will say, like, you know, when we started, before Hard to Sell was out and all those songs, the songs people love now, Ain't Like You, Diamonds, Cadillac, you know, Plainclothes, you know, none of those were out and we were playing them. We were touring so much with Dirty Honey and all this stuff. And, you know, none of it was out and people started to dig on it and pick up on it, you know. And that's how it goes naturally. And we're just excited to do that with this next batch of songs. And people have already started picking their favorites. And, you know, we've got even more new songs that we've been working on that we're going to be playing that we didn't even play on this last run. So it's just go time. You know, we want to stretch out. We want to feel what all these things feel like on stage and like communicate the most that we can in one show, you know, and through the songs that are coming up.
Yeah, I agree. I think to answer your question like directly too, I think Hard to Sell gives us like a really great bass layer for our live shows where like there's some familiarity there. There's some songs that people have been kicking around for a few years that they love and that we feel super comfortable playing. So we can kind of get out there, play those, get in our groove, and then get a little loose and experiment with some of the newer stuff and throw some cool stuff in the set list that we're excited about, you know, and hopefully that energy translates. And it's not, for us, it's great like research for these songs, like, because you don't know until you play it live if a song is going to be as good as you think it is. Like, you play in the room and think, oh, what, we're fucking killing this. And then you get up on stage and you're like, nobody gets it. This is not working. So it's like live comedy in that way. You don't know you're funny until you're funny. So you got to go test it out and do all that. So we're excited to go do some of that, some more R&D on the new tunes and start putting a new record together this year and all that. So it's been too long.
Right on. And yeah, I haven't had the privilege to see you guys live yet, but I've seen plenty of video and I've seen plenty of footage. And as for the new songs, like obviously Takes Time, that came out back in October. And if that's any indication, it's going to be fucking great. And I guess, do you, this is kind of another bland question, I apologize, but when it comes to your live show, more than just describing your live show, because I think as a music fan, the live show to me is like the most important thing, whether it be to become a new fan, whether you're stumbling into a club and you find your next favorite band on stage, like that kind of thing. And I also think it keeps them coming back. You know, a live show is super important, I think, above all else. So do you guys find yourselves when you perform on stage, do you ever find yourself like tweaking like what to do up there? Is it like just supernatural, like let's just fucking do it? Or is it something you guys kind of like, all right, guys, let's try this tonight? Like, what's your whole process in that way?
I think it's a lot like a football play. Like, you design it and you try your best to stay as close to that design as you can. But once the snap happens, it's kind of anything can happen, right? You can, you know, so Mike kind of puts a ton of the work in behind the scenes to make sure the set lists are arranged in a way that is moving and meaningful, making sure the songs are delivered. The transitions between the songs are delivered in a way that's engaging and captive for the audience. And then between that, it's sort of just like in the moment, there's no like, we don't do any choreography or anything like that. It's really just the song takes over and you go jam.
But, you know, we're a band that's been doing this for 5 years. So we kind of have this freaky telepathy thing on stage too.
Yeah.
We really do.
A lot of that comes from, like, we write all of our shit live. Like, we are a live band at heart because, like, we get in there on a new idea. And we don't parse it out like studio wise. You know, we get in there and we jam that new idea like a live band and we make mistakes and we stumble and we try again. And in doing that, you kind of get this natural, like if something happens on stage, you can finagle your way through it just because you're so used to doing it that way.
Yeah.
I think every show, every night, there's something that happens that's different than, you know, the rest of
it.
Oh, no two shows are ever the same because no two crowds are the same. And that's the thing that we love the most about it. When you're on tour and you get to go and play this many shows in this, you know, this many days, you get to almost reinvent your approach to some of these newer songs night after night. You know what you got to nail, but we always leave a good amount of room for that spontaneity and for that magic to happen. Because most times it does. And a lot of that generates from the fans giving us nothing but that energy to go push yourself. It sends us flying.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it sounds like you guys like to experiment a lot on stage and go off like that fan interaction. When it comes to recording and writing for that matter, you know, like the bare bones of it all from that whole process, like with the new songs. And do you find you guys strike me as a group who experiments a lot when it comes to like different sounds, different styles, like that kind of thing. Can you guys kind of tell me about, first off, does that come natural? Because I feel like that would be a very hard thing. I'm not a professional musician, but it sounds like a very hard thing to get in there and try to write something different when you already kind of, you know, like, I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, is it hard to try and do something else or like, in, whether it's the sound or style, or is it kind of natural for you guys when you write and create?
I think, I was going to say, we've been writing together for so long.
Yeah, me and Nick have been writing together for almost 20 years. My gosh, it's crazy to hear. We always, from the start, and he can attest to this, we've always been into writing our own songs, as wild as that sounds. Yes, I know. But coming with that and always doing it that way, it comes with a certain amount of, how do you say?
There's like an understanding that you can't, there's no bad idea until there's a bad idea sort of thing. Like,
we can write any kind of song we want. We're in a band, we can write any type of song that we want.
I think all of us like
that. It's a beautiful thing. Every band and any band ever in the world gets access to that. And it's a beautiful thing. The thing that we did with that is over time, we said, okay, we're going to make it any kind of song we want, but we're going to make it the best song ever. And we put that kind of energy into every song, even songs sometimes we know that aren't even going to come out. We know will never come out. We've always done it this way. And we're like, okay, this song, there's nothing else like that, but it's this kind of song. You know, it's like a samba, or it's a ballad, or it's like a psychedelic garage thing, you know. But we go all the way there because we want to try and write that kind of song, because that's what we really get off on, is doing that. So we're free in that way. We never feel like there's no place that we can't go if we want to get a certain mood or energy. Some are easier than others, obviously, but I think that's the most freeing and most enjoyable thing about this group of guys, is like, it's the what the music makes us feel, that indicates what type of mood is, and then we can kind of build it around that, you know. And these guys bring some crazy melodies and music to the path. So we've got all sorts of types of songs, you know. So, like I said, some songs might never even come out, but we're not afraid to try and send it and go to so many different, you know, areas. So it is really freeing in that way. And one day, you know, I really do hope that it all comes out, because there's really so much for people to enjoy who really like songs, you know, real songs that are conscious of themselves, for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know when, like, how do you get like the feeling, like as a group, when you're recording or writing, when a song is finished? This is like something that's just been on my brain with every person I talk to on this podcast, is how does an artist know when a song's like, okay, this is good? Like, I feel like it'd be very easy to overthink a song, maybe vice versa too. Like, maybe it's like, oh fuck, it comes out, it's like, I could have done this or that. Is there something like in you, like a bell that goes off to when you're like, okay, we're good? Like,
generally what happens is, like, we work on a new idea and it gets to a point where you can kind of play it all the way through. And it's established in your mind. It's like, okay, this is a song. And you move on to a new idea. And by the time you get back to that first idea, you just remember it being that form or that song. And you're like, oh, that's done. We got other stuff to worry about now. Generally, that's usually how it works. Like, a song's done when we move on to something new for a while and then come back to it. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty fun. That's pretty solid or fine or whatever.
There's levels to it.
Yeah. In the studio, it could take a lot longer because you have all the different toys to play with and overdubs and things you can mess with and the mix and all that, you know. And like, when is the recording done is kind of a different question, but when is the song done is usually,
if you can play it to one person or one microphone, you know, it's done. But then where does it go from there, you know? And that's the beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Yeah,
a song starts one way and we end up doing it another way, you know, through the process of it all.
Yeah, sometimes songs are never done, you know. Even if it like gets recorded, we're always still like, you know, finding ways to make it better, make it fresh, make it interesting, even for the older stuff, you know. So
yeah, they're all kind of like living documents, especially you know, when you reattack them on stage. Maybe some nights you want to play Get on the Phone's a good example from our other record. Like, every time we play that now, we just do like a different version or style of it, because it's just interesting to us to do that.
Oh, nice. So you experiment with it like live too then. So yeah, that's fucking sick. Yeah.
Hooks there. People probably get what you're getting at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways to keep them alive and keep them fresh, but you're never really done.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's the fun part about it too. And just staying prolific with it and keep on writing new stuff. That is the momentum that's essential for every band.
That's the biggest thing. You don't have to finish a song to start a new song. Yeah. I don't know, common commonplace practice, but that's been a rule for us. And it kind of goes back to what Carson was saying about, we've all just been writing together for so long. Anyone can walk in the room with anything and we'll start jamming on it. And if it's a reggae vibe, then we're going to play it in a reggae vibe. And if it's like a country western vibe, like, we just like to play the music. So, and if it's going to become a song, it'll eventually sound like us, because we'll put it through our lens, our blender, whatever it is. It'll come out the other side.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So like what you guys have been hitting at it throughout the whole interview, like, you guys got a lot of stuff and ready to go, or maybe not ready to go, but you're sitting on a lot of new stuff. Can you tell us what to expect? Like, if there is any one way to put it, like what we could expect from you guys coming up?
It's hard to say.
It is hard to say
no.
Yeah. Well, if you're as much music as we can humanly possibly put out in the responsiblest way.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, it's like definitely last song we put out was October. We want to get out as much as we can, you know, at the rate it can. And like we said, you know, we got basically a record's worth of stuff. So we're heading towards that territory. I think, you know, this year will really give us some, you know, clues to what we want in terms of a timeline or what's feasible. But yeah, I do think we plan to put out some more singles, you know, some songs that we have ready, and just trying to keep the new music train hot because we've got a lot to release. So we got to get on it.
And well, also have the best way to hear all those new tunes is going to be coming to the show, you know.
Yeah. Damn right. For anyone that's eager and interested, it's, you know, if you can make it out to this next batch of shows, all of the secrets and all of the treasures are going to be within there, and it's going to get you excited.
We might play a song that you'll never hear again.
Yeah. Right.
And we might be selling some music that you can only get at the show.
Yep. Hope you all listen. You gotta get to a show for sure. Yeah, I saw you guys are coming like literally pissing distance from me, so I'm very excited about that, Covington. So that's going to be a good show. But guys, thank you so much for hopping on. This was a great time. Thank you for coming back too, most importantly, because I was missing y'all, to be straight up. So awesome. And I assume people find you just Max Saturn on everything, socials, website, all that fun stuff. So you guys make sure to do that. Also check out Ray's Rowdy Alternative. We're on everything too. Google us, we'll pop up. So Max Saturn, guys, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun. And thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Yes. My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. You've been turning me on all night, so why don't you and I run and tell your friends who's gonna take you home tonight?